Okay, well, Happy New Year. God bless you all. Whoever is on the line tonight and those that will be listening at some point on the website, what a blessing it is to be gathered together with you all one way, shape, or form. Well, for those of us that were together last night, we had a wonderful time at our New Year's Eve praise night as we were just together in one accord, singing, praising God, worshiping Him for all that He has done and all that He will continue to do for us. So it was quite something. There's nothing like being gathered together with the family of God, huh? Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is officially our first fellowship of the year, and I know I speak for many of us who are kind of involved in the more administrative side of things, that exciting things are on the horizon. Along with our normally scheduled fellowships during the week and on Sunday mornings, we're looking to do a weekend in the Word at some time in the spring of this year. And of course, we're in the very early stages of talking about that, but stay tuned. And I mention that because times like those where we get to spend a longer period of time together with the saints are really quite special. I want to start off my sharing by saying in the workforce, especially for those who work or have worked in a larger setting, oftentimes there's a little thing that they wear on their shirt. And I call it an identification card, or an ID card for short. Now, this ID card is used to identify those who are actively working in those environments to ensure that those who do not belong there don't have access to those places. So tonight, God put it on my heart to share for just a few minutes on a subject that I've entitled New Year, Same Identification. Ever heard of a New Year's resolution? Well, this is the time of year that so many of us start making resolutions to change a certain area or multiple areas in our lives. Maybe we have some good habits to make. We might be committed to changing a specific behavior. But New Year's resolutions range from simple desires to seemingly foolproof plans for extensive life change. But what we all have in common is the hope that something will change and that life will be different and hopefully better in the year ahead. Every year, people ring in the new year with goals to live differently on some level. And however, a few short weeks later, many of these very same well-wishers end up discouraged and filled with shame and remorse over their failed attempts to make their resolutions come to pass. And who knows, this may be the second, third, fourth, or 15th year that someone has tried to kick the habit. But after so many misguided attempts, why would somebody even want to try again? Many people do say that they're going to go to the gym and exercise more, eat better, go on more walks, spend less time on their electronic devices, or maybe spend more time with their family and friends, whatever the case may be. And there are many types of resolutions that people come up with these days. But there's a saying out there that particularly the younger generation likes to use from time to time. And the saying goes like this: New Year, New Me. Thinking about the statement, do you think that we as born-again believers fall into that category? Yes, it's quite possible to pray more, read the scriptures more, or spend more time in your secret place, but those things are available to anyone at any time, aren't they? And that's why I wanted to open with Lamentations chapter 3 tonight, because I think this really paints a solid mind picture. But in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." You see, every morning we wake up with a clean slate. And it doesn't matter what day it is, or if it's New Year's Day itself, because his mercies are new every single morning. So I would actually challenge that statement of saying, "New year, new me." I would propose replacing it with, "New day, new me." Because you wake up each day with the opportunity to do something for God more than the day before. You know, it's funny to me that many times during the first part of the year, all of the gyms seem to be packed with people who pledge to themselves that they're going to exercise more. But then those same gyms empty out shortly after that. Basically, the moral of the story is that it takes discipline and effort to really live out the things we set out to achieve. You can't make the resolution to work out more if you're not going to work out more. Nothing ever comes automatically. And same thing goes for the born-again believer. In order to maintain our spiritual strength, we need to spiritually exercise. And each day we have the chance to do that. So back to the question, why keep trying when your labor doesn't seem to be bearing any fruit? Well, let's consider a few questions and ask ourselves, what if every spring the flowers just gave up on blooming? What if the local birds that have migrated to some faraway place just decided to stay put on that tropical island? What if the sun chose to hide behind the clouds all summer long? Oh, worse yet, what if Christ had not forged ahead to do his Father's will? Especially being tempted in more ways than we can probably count. Now, I don't know about you, but I love fragrant flowers. Sweet singing birds are pretty nice, and oh, how I love the summer sun smiling down on me. But the thought of Christ not defeating death is downright terrifying, because without his resurrection power, we really would have no hope for permanent life change. Ever. However, he died and we died. He was buried and we were buried. He arose and we arose. He ascended and we ascended. You see, guys, this is our complete identification, verification, which has not changed and will not change. That means this year, this month, today, or even this moment, is filled with hope for a better future in Christ. We are all heaven bound and hell can't stop us. But we don't have to just deal with it anymore, because whatever your it might be, we have been brought from death unto life and have been made free from the law of sin and death because of what Christ accomplished on our behalf. And if he didn't, we would simply just not be here together as we know it. You know, when we desire change, we have the perfect example to follow, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when we are ready to implement change, we have the perfect guide, the Word of God. Finally, we have the perfect thing to strengthen our resolve, and that would be the Spirit of Christ within. So I want to close with a verse of Scripture that really encompasses our lives, not just on New Year's Day, but every day. And that would be 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You see, guys, the born-again believer has had only one resolution that has actually mattered, and that is confessing Romans 10:9. When we did just that, we were issued a special ID card that would never have to be renewed, nor would it be expired. Our Christ in us ID card should always be used to identify us no matter what the circumstances around us appear to be like, because our identification in Christ has remained and will remain the same for the rest of time. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful reality that we live. Each and every person that is born again of your Spirit, we each have that special identification card. And our identification card is in Christ and Christ only. So we pray for this year ahead that we can just realize our potential even greater as we continue to walk and talk with you, Father. So I pray for these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.